Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
804 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. As you mentioned, Frank is here, and he wants to talk on the radio about Lance McCullers. How you doing, Frank?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Everyday listener. Hey, so, McCullers, hear me out. What if we just, like, put this to bed? The guy's never going to pitch again, which sucks. But he's found a second job as a podcaster. Is there any way the Astros can move him over to the other side of the organization and make him a payroll for in-house, like a broadcaster for the Astros or a podcaster, whatever you want to call it? Could that free up some space? Because that guy seems more concerned with his social media presence than he does with rehab. I don't know him like that. I'm just telling you the impression that I get from following him on Instagram. You know,
look. I already know people are mad at him for hawking his coffee, Maven. It's a good coffee, too. I think that's – or his cocktails, Maven. I don't – it's a coffee cocktail. I don't – but he has his
– it ain't free reign.
He has his curated – no, he has his curated cocktails or whatever in left field there. People are already mad enough that he –
You mad, bro?
I've seen people who are.
Why are they mad?
McCullers more worried about his coffee and his cocktails and dogs than he is about pitching. Well, he's hurt, so I don't know what else he can do. But that does irritate people.
Get better.
If he went to be a professional podcaster, if they took his $17 million, listen, you ain't getting this for free. Get over there and get on the broadcast with Sparks and Ford. You're doing TV. You're going to do
Kevin
some podcasting. Yeah, you're going to get in the studio with Kevin Eschenfelder. Like, I don't know, Frank, maybe you're onto something. You, I mean, if they're paying him, you could still get some use from him that way. Like, but as far as the social media presence, yes, I do think he likes social media, but... What like?
Do you
what
think
else?
He wants to put out the dancing guys when Astros win? Lance is going to be posting that.
It's actually not a bad idea because everyone's got a different dance video they post when. So maybe he could have his own. Yeah.
I don't know,
Frank. Maybe you're onto something. I just feel like that's would just make people more angry. And what's he supposed to do? He's not playing right now.
He can't be
on social. But I know because he's kind of, you know, he's got a look. You know, he's got the. He's kind of got the hot boy look.
He's got really nice hair.
Yeah, he's got the hair. He's got the kicks. He's got, you know, and you're not pitching. People pick at the other stuff. Like, if you're not playing and you're hurt and you make a lot of money, people, generally speaking, don't want to see you. They don't want to hear from you.
Yeah.
They don't want your opinion on anything.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The offseason,
by the way, it doesn't matter the sport either. Okay. Oh, the offseason?
Yeah. Dak right now, if he's in a golf tournament, he's not practicing, and the Cowboys suck.
That's so stupid.
Okay.
Like, you can't practice and play
golf.
You're
going to tell people they're stupid. Okay.
Okay, do you sure you want to back this, that if you play golf, you can't do your job?
Well, Tony Romo proved that pretty much this year. That's what the thought was. Tone, you might want to study something as opposed to playing golf every day.
See, I just didn't notice it, but more than one person said this.
Yeah, no, he did. I mean, Tony was off this year. There's no question.
Was he really?
And, Lance McCullers, leave him alone. Let him collect his seven. Why you got to pocket watch a guy? Why do you got to give him more jobs?
Okay? Because he's not.
Man wants to sit at home, eat his cheesy puffs, and.
It's not give him more jobs. It's give him a job because the job he currently has, he doesn't do.
Well, he doesn't do it because, he gave up his body for you. Okay. Is that not Christ-like?
Are you comparing him to Jesus?
The body and blood of McCullers? The body and tendon? The tendon and blood of McCullers?
You don't think that's a little sacrilegious, what you just said?
No, he gave...
I mean, the hair is long.
Every time Jesus is brought up, you get a little we shouldn't do this. And now you're saying McCullers is like Jesus?
Well, he did give up his body for you.
Not for me.
And I wish you would just appreciate it. Okay.
Once his tendon blew, did he go, forgive Del? He does not know what he do? Is that what he said?
No. Listen, the dude, he did everything he could. Okay, did he throw 80? Did he throw 3,000 straight curveballs against the Yankees? Yes. Did he win you a title in 2017 along with some trash cans? Yes, he did that. He did all of that. So why in the world are you not appreciative? You're just not.
I don't have the same level of angst or anger at McCullers that others do. I appreciate the man who's transitioning from pitcher to dog rescuer.
You can do both.
Nah, maybe you can just do
when
one.
When healthy, you can do both.
Maybe. Well, when's he ever healthy?
Maybe he should
concentrate. Well, I have to put that in.
Look how many dogs need rescuing right now. Maybe he should concentrate on one thing. Maybe he's spreading himself too thin.
He's got the podcasting.
He's got coffees.
And he's got the dog rescuing. He's got no time for pitching.
I mean, come on.
Rehab? Bleh. I ain't got time for rehab.
He's probably rehabbing.
Nah, I got other stuff to do.
I got to save me a dog.
I'm too busy. He's too busy, right? That's what everyone's complaint is. He's too busy to rehab because he's got the coffee or alcohol, whatever Lance said he has. He's got the dogs. He's got the styling of his hair. And he's got the MMA podcasting.
He's
got
to take a lot of time for his hair. There's no question.
So
what are we doing here? This is spreading into two segments.
Well, people want to talk about Lance McCullers.
Yeah, because it's like they're $17 million. Right?
I know. I know. It's not even your money. And you're mad about his social media presence.
Taking off the
your team.
Yeah, that's right.
But he's hurt. It's not like
him we're hitting the luxury tax.
I mean, is there a difference between him and John Wall? John Wall used to irritate me that he just kept scraping. I mean, John Wall stole for many years. I say stole, but he was hurt. You know, he just lost it. There's nothing. That's the thing is guaranteed money in baseball and basketball. This is what happens. You have guys that becomes like you can't get out of that. You have guaranteed money. There's nothing you can do. Lance McCullers is our guy. What are we doing here? This guy helped the Astros win World Series. Lance McCullers is our guy.
Well, a World Series. Was he a big contributor to the 2022 World Series?
Not really.
No.
At all.
He
did come back for
a
second.
Yeah, he came back at a good second half. Yes. Or was that 22?
That was the one they won in 22. They won a title in 22. I don't know if you
remember. I think it's a problem that we can't even remember if he pitched on a World Series
team. No, this is 23. He won a title in 21.
No.
Wait, right now. Oh, yeah, we're in 24 right now.
Yeah.
COVID. Stupid COVID's got my brain tricked again. Yeah. I still have brain fog.
Yeah, it's COVID's fault.
Yeah, he did pitch in the postseason.
Yeah, he pitched. It wasn't great.
No, he started that game and got lit up in game four.
So did Justin. Where are you on Justin?
Justin came back in one game five.
Yeah, but he got lit up in one game. Remember? Well, they still hit a home run. What's his name? The left-hand powerhouse hit a lightning shot into right field, an absolute laser. Of course, there was no runs after that. But do you remember the home run that Kyle
Schwarber
hit?
Yeah.
And all of Astros Twitter... Which is any Astros fan, I should say. Astros Twitter is usually defensive.
You mean the guy who bunted with two strikes?
Yeah, one of the most odd moves in the history of baseball. Yeah, well, remember when he hit the rocket in the second game that in the World Series that Justin pitched and everyone thought, oh, get him out, Dusty. Get him out. He's a loser. He's a loser. And people are freaking out. And then he calmed down and... He chilled it out after that. Then last year, we couldn't wait to get him back. You know, I mean, we forgot he was a quote-unquote loser in the postseason.
We forgot about that?
I'm not flighty. I stick to my guns. I'm a Justin Verlander guy. I'm a Lance McCullers
guy. Can we hear from Peter, who wants to talk about people named Lance?
Okay. Well, he's going to go to... Yeah, that's easy. Ooh. Lance Armstrong, Lance McCullers. Lance Blanks, I don't think, is alive. Let's cool
Lance
it on the
Link,
Lances.
Secret
He's going to say something about injuries to Lances. I can already tell you.
I just wanted to find out if there was some correlation to the name Lance and always being hurt. You know, it's like falling off curbs.
I knew it.
Hurting your arm, rescuing dogs, you know, stuff like that.
I mean, okay, that's a fair question. Here's what I would tell you is different. I was not hurt like that when I was Lance McCullers' age. I was out there balling out on the... pickup courts. I was not injured until I came here to this jinx-ass station next to John and Dell, and then all of a sudden, injury started him out.
So you think
I didn't even get hurt when I was with Matt Thomas, and we know Matt Thomas kind of jinxes.
So you're blaming us.
Yep.
Not the probably bad decision-making
of, I wasn't injured
of using 20s. A ladder in the middle of a rainstorm? Didn't you get up on a ladder when it was raining or it was wet?
Poor decision. Okay, yeah,
that's
decision.
On you. That ain't on us.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, take that one.
Yeah, that one's mine. The dislocated shoulder's mine. I'll take that one.
Well, thank you.
And Lance,
one of your.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to make a joke about Lance Armstrong getting cancer? Is that what you were trying to do, Peter?
No,
that,
maybe
is that where we are right now as a society? That's a joke.
Maybe the defrauding. Okay. Maybe it was about the defrauding that he was up.
Yeah,
to.
That's more like it.
And don't you have that on your resume with your eyelids for kids?
Yeah, no. That is true too.
No, that's a legitimate 501c.
That is true.
No, it
too.
Is not.
It's. I hope it is. I just got. They sent me a. They sent me a W-9.
They should. People sent you money.
I sent it back,
which is.
I sent most of it back.
All right,
no, all of it. You sent all of it back. Remember, you say that.
One of the guys said, "Just like, hey, I appreciate everything you do for the station. Just keep it."
I'm watching Anthony Edwards right now throw down. And you know what? Your kids are not Anthony Edwards.
Get him a. I hope this is a pro dunk.
It is a pro dunk.
I was going to say, that's the only thing that fits here.
It does. It fits perfectly. Your kid can jump over the rim and throw it down over one of his little friends, like Anthony Edwards, if you have a pro dunk goal. Because you can lower the goal to 5 feet. You lower the goal to 5 feet, even your little ones, they can go up and they can dunk and they can have fun, Dad. There's no fun with a 10-foot goal when you got little ones. That's no fun at all. There's just no fun involved. Even the bigger kids like it. Because even the bigger kids, a lot of times, can't get up to 10 feet. They want to put it at 8.5. And then show off their dunk skills. They want to put it at 8. Listen, it's just fun. The pro dunk is the best goal in the history of goals. It's got all the best of everything. Every ingredient is the best that you're going to find. Your wife will love it because of the curb appeal. You're going to love it because the kids are actually outside enjoying it. How many toys or things have you bought them that they don't even use? They'll use this. I promise you. ProDunk.com. You want the best goal in the market? ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Charlie Morton came into Game 7 after McCullers hit 8 batters, and Charlie won the World Series. So obviously you give McCullers an extension and let Morton walk. Shake my head. He should lean into the dog rescuing all the way and change his name to Lance McLaughlin. McLaughlin?
In the arms of an angel.
Oh, this is... So Lance so loved the H, he gave his only begotten arm. That whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have artisanal coffee and cocktails.
What in the hell is Twitter
That's
doing?
Tony.
Artisanal.
Yeah,
what have you found? Have you found that people are generally like me, pro McCullers, and want to get our guy back, or have you found that they're more negative?
Look, Twitter is not representative of all the fans. I'm sure most people want to see Lance out there again, but the people on Twitter, get that bum out of here, is pretty much the consensus. They're tired of hearing about a guy who never pitches. But yeah. Twitter's not representative.
Okay. Yeah,
you think so? I think most regular Astro fans, the ones who don't.
Yeah, they want to have.
They want to see their guy
the
out
good
there.
Times.
Yeah.
They remember the good times.
They want to see their guy back
out
there.
We just want him back. That's all. We just want him back and to stay healthy for 2 years in a row. And that's what he wants. I just don't know that it's going to happen. And you still have 17 mil. Like, that is really, even in, it's not even in hindsight, John. A 5-year deal for a guy who was oft injured is really strange. Really extraordinarily strange. You'd be better off going 3 years, 18 million than 5 and 17. It just, was there, I'm trying to remember back to when he got his deal. Was there that much? Was there that much clamoring? I guess so, right? That you had to give him a five-year deal. Like, when do they give five-year deals? Honestly, when do they give five-year deals?
Altuve. Altuve.
Yeah, but this is not. Yeah, this is two. These two are very different.
And Bregman. Bregman got a five-year deal.
Yeah, but those guys did not have chronic injury issues. Lance McCullers had an injury. Right. He already had a Tommy John by the time he got second.
Well, figured, well, we're done with that now.
Ooh, I'm looking at the tweet mentioned Charlie Morton. Outside of a COVID year, Charlie Morton has started 30 games at minimum every year since the Astros.
Astros in a World Series. He's a horse. Well, I don't know if he got a win against Astros, but Charlie pitched against the Astros. Got a World Series title.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Oh no, he got hurt in that series. Remember, he was hurt. He took a line drive off the leg.
Yeah, we knocked him out.
Yeah, we knocked him out.
33.
He still got a ring.
Yeah, 33 starts.
Whatever.
He got 2019, 33 starts. 2020 was the COVID year, so whatever. He still started 9 games. 33, 31, 30. Yeah, you gotta pay that guy.
All those pitches.
You pay the younger guy who can't pitch. Don't pay the old guy who never misses a start.
Four quarterbacks who could emerge as this year's Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. You're going to be like, what? Okay.
One will be Justin Fields.
Justin Fields. No, one of them is Russell Wilson.
Okay, so in for a new contract. Okay.
No. Well.
Well, yeah, Russell.
No. Who could resurrect his career?
Okay, Russell's deserves to be on there.
Yeah. Sam Darnold.
No.
He ain't going to... I mean, they signed Sam Darnold. He ain't starting for the Vikings.
I think he is starting.
No, he ain't.
They did this so they could trade up and get a quarterback.
That's right.
J.J. McCarthy, I think Sam will start, and then J.J. will end up coming in.
They're going to get a J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy is going to start by game three.
I bet it'll be longer. It'll be at least until game five.
No. And still, so how is Sam Darnold going to be this year's Baker Mayfield?
Well, he's not. Yeah, he's not.
The two on this list, Gardner Minshew and Russell Wilson.
Gardner Minshew is a career backup. He's a good backup.
He's their starter now.
He's competing against. They said he's competing against Aiden O'Connell. I'm not sure he can beat out Aiden O'Connell.
Oh, I am.
Go look at how Aiden O'Connell ended the year. I think you'll be surprised.
I think
Aiden had some really good games. Gardner is. We know what he is at best. At best, he's no better.
Well, he's a guy who almost took a team to. He was a game away from the playoffs this year.
He's like, what? They end up 9-8.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good.
He's all right. You don't want him starting, not on a good team.
No.
I mean, Baker Mayfield is a legitimate starter on a team now. He just got paid over $30 million a year.
Well, he was the overall number one pick. Gardner Minshew.
Gardner's not, but he got it because of how he played. Baker had become a journeyman. Gardner Minshew's never going to play. You think he can play well enough to get to a $30 million deal?
No. If he has another big year.
He had a good year. Look
if he has another
now.
Big year, yeah.
No.
And then this one's, and then Drew Locke.
No.
No. How's You're Drew really Locke reaching play? Here.
Where's Drew right now, by the way?
Giants.
Okay. Well, he is. It is a reach. And when you're trying to put together a column, there's only one answer really in there is Russell Wilson. And even he, none of these guys are getting $30 million a year.
No.
I don't see any of those guys having that chance. But I probably would have said the same thing about Baker Mayfield last year. So who knows? I think it's going to be, who's your dude who throws paper airplanes? Kyle Trask. I think this is going to be Kyle Trask's year. Baker will fall apart. Kyle Trask will
step up,
and then he's going to get paid with a rookie year coming up.
You think Kyle Trask, how do you associate him when he throws paper airplanes?
That's what Dell says. All his throws are just
float. At Florida, he would throw paper airplanes down the sideline.
All he did was just throw deep balls. Yeah. Like, people get enamored with this deep, with the one-on-one deep balls down the sideline. That's not how NFL football is played, though. That's college football. It's not, the hashes are different. The coverages are different. The cornerbacks are not overwhelmed by wide receivers like that. That brand of football that people rely so heavily on when they're watching highlights, that's not really an NFL. That's how Zach Wilson got – one of the reasons he got overrated is he was making a lot of those throws to tight ends and receivers against way less competition and just throwing total jump balls up for grabs that they would win. And that's Dwayne Haskins had a lot of that on tape, too. Justin Fields had that on tape. You know, C.J. Stroud had some, but C.J. Stroud obviously can do all the other stuff. But that all the Baylor quarterbacks, Bryce Petty and those guys, that's what they did. You just got to, you know, isolate one-on-one and just throw the ball deep downfield, and you got a little accuracy, but that doesn't make you a pro quarterback. I was thinking about this. The 21 draft and the 22 draft are so bad, relatively speaking. I mean, the 22 draft just had Kenny Pickett in the first. Malik Willis went in the third. Matt Corral in the second. Matt Corral is with the XFL, I believe, or the UFL or whatever. Right now, he's going to be a starter in Birmingham. You got Malik Willis, who's the third quarterback in Tennessee. You've got Kenny Pickett, who's now a backup for the Seahawks. Like, okay, that draft was Desmond Ridder was in that one, right? Desmond Ritter's now a backup. That draft was terrible. You look at the 21 draft, and it ended up being a really bad draft, a really bad quarterback draft. People burned up draft capital in the first round on a bunch of backups. And then in San Francisco's case, they traded a ton of – they were really bailed out by a seventh-round quarterback. So they have a rookie contract deal that's super cheap, and that's how they got bailed out, as they found a starter in the seventh, which is one of the most unlikely scenarios that we'll see in football history. It's up there with Tom Brady in terms of coming out of the sixth round and becoming just a really good starter. Forget what his what he ended up becoming, which is, you know, the GOAT. But think about this. This is 2 years in a row, 2021 and 2022, where they were dead quarterback drafts. They were dead. The only guy that you could pull out of there, pull out of the fire, is Trevor Lawrence. When you have consecutive years like that where you get no quarterbacks, it goes from being all these teams look like they had their quarterbacks of the future to we got a bunch of holes again. Yeah. Because eventually Aaron Rodgers is going to be out of there. Russell Wilson, we know, is going to be gone soon. So you have like even more holes are going to – and so if Bryce Young doesn't – if Anthony Richardson doesn't take a step this year, if Will Levis is not a major factor, if Bryce Young does not take a step forward – now, it's too early to just call it quits on any of those guys after just 2 years, but the Steelers didn't think it was too late for Kenny Pickett to get out of there. He got 2 years. That's it. Quarterback is going to become a major, major, major thing once again, and now we got another draft where we could see as many as four quarterbacks drafted back to back to back. One, two, three, four. Be the first time in NFL history that that's happened. And I got news for you. Caleb Williams has some issues. There's some things that he's got to get fixed. Drake May is a boom bust prospect. J.J. McCarthy only has, you know, 2 years really under his belt of full time starting, although, you know, we've seen that before, and we've seen it work out, and we've seen other times it hasn't worked out. And then who's the other one? Jaden Daniels. He started for 5 years. He's a little older, but he's light. I mean, he's physically, he's not a big guy, and he loves to run. So I don't know. The quarterback position, I remember just thinking 2 years ago, man, we're in one of the best eras right now for quarterbacks. You got guys who are really, you know, Brady's still playing. Aaron Rodgers is still really good. I wasn't really thinking Russell Wilson, but, you know, Justin Fields is in Chicago. Trevor Lawrence is in. Trey Lance is in a great spot for him with Shanahan. Man, this is really looking pretty good. And now, 2 years later, I'm thinking, holy crap, you may have to go four quarterbacks back to back to back to back. And even then, there's a lot of teams that are still – Oakland would love to have a full-time starter. You know, Denver would love to have a full-time starter. Minnesota had to make a trade just so they can move up and get a guy, J.J. McCarthy, that I consider to be a second-round, borderline first to second-round quarterback. But that's what I thought on Mac Jones and Daniel Jones, too. And those guys didn't end up – they weren't it. Now, I thought that on Josh Allen, and he ended up being really good, if I want to be honest about it. But most of these guys are just getting drafted way higher than they should
be. Well, they are.
But you have to be, because it's quarterbacks.
They're always going to. Oh, that's what's going to, that's inevitable. You got to get that quarterback. You got to get that guy. But you draft a quarterback high, he doesn't work out, you lose your job. So that, you know, that, and that happens over and over.
Well,
and over.
But at some point, you got to take a chance.
Yep.
Like Ryan Poles basically said, yeah, I got to take a chance. Like, I didn't draft well, Justin Fields.
Well, either way,
I need to have my
either way, you lose your job. Sashi Brown, instead of taking Deshaun, he traded with the Texans and gave him Deshaun.
Yeah, and Rick,
when he needed Rick a quarterback badly.
And Rick bullied him into it because they had an agreement. I've told this story before, but a lot of you may not have heard it. Rick had an agreement with Sashi Brown in advance that, hey, if the quarterback, you know, if you guys don't want to, and Sashi's like, okay. And I guess somebody they wanted wasn't there. Rick said, hey, we had a deal. And Sashi's like, I don't know. We may want, and Rick apparently really pushed it. And Sashi goes, okay.
Well, no, you know what you do? Too bad, Rick.
Yeah, that's what you do. You too hang bad. Up and you draft.
Bye.
But Sashi Brown, who the analytics community love because he's quote unquote one of them, they couldn't get past the fact that he just couldn't pull a trigger on a trade.
That's right.
He couldn't sit down and take players.
Yep.
They needed John Dorsey to actually go take players.
That's right. Time to talk about your mortgage and whether or not you're going to, if you're buying a home. My guy, Kent Jones, he's awesome. It's the way to do this thing, people. I didn't know that I could save money sitting down at closing. I didn't know that. I didn't know that I could save money over the life of the mortgage, that a broker could actually do that. You know how many times we talked to the mortgage people before we got there? Zero. You just sit down and you just sign all the papers. And, oh, well, this charge and that. And you're like, oh, wow, that's a charge. And that. Kent Jones says, whoa. How about all those charges that are unnecessary? He hacks the system. He's going to give you a deal that you're not going to find from these big banks. He is he does it himself. He is Dream Rate. Kent Jones is Dream Rate. And but yet he can still get you the Fannie Mae's and the Freddie Mac's and the FHA and the VA's. He can do it all, yet he's going to work for you. Those mortgage companies ain't working for you. I don't care if you say, actually, they just keep adding stuff on to charge you. Kent says, no. I'm going to find a way to close, and you could possibly. There's thousands of dollars on the table, people. Do you want the ultimate mortgage hookup? I got it. Kent Jones at Dream Rate. 713-520-5626. 713-520-5626. 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching full length, top down, screaming out money in the bank.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 8:38 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. The Rockets are just 3 games out of the play-in. With the Golden State loss last night. 3 games back. This is, I mean, with games, winnable games going forward, with a team that's starting to win on the road now. Man, you know, all of those road losses against worse teams, all of those fourth quarter blown games that they just fell apart, if they had played at all on the road before the All-Star break, this team would be right there in the thick of it. This team, is it? Okay. And now, Alpi down, and they're playing good basketball. This team has exceeded expectations, right?
Yeah.
Because, well, first of all, they hit the over on wins.
I think they're at about expectation. Because they've come back and played better basketball, I think they're at their expectations. And we had kind of loftier relatively speaking.
Well, I had 38-39 wins. And you know what? They can get it.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely can get
That's about where I thought they'd be. I thought they would compete for a chance to get into the play-in, and that's where they are.
They are. They're actually competing to get in the play.
I don't like this. Of course, you know, since Rocket fans have become so compartmentalized and polarized like all of society on everything where you have to pick one. You can't just be a fan of the team. It's turned into Jalen versus anti-Jalen. Not really Alperen versus anti-Alperen. Everyone's pretty much on board with them. But
Jalen versus Alpi.
But that shouldn't be it, though.
No.
You,
Alpi's going to be here.
The decision should be, can we make Jalen and his style work with Alperen? That's not a shot at Jalen. It's his style. He's not a catch-and-shoot guy. His style is he needs to take people off the dribble. There's a style of basketball that was good for him when he first came to the Rockets. And with Ime Udoka and with the emergence of Alperen Şengün, maybe it's not the best. You know, and you could say, like, in a perfect world, he'd be a sixth man, and he'd spend a lot of time coming off the bench with when Alperen Şengün was out so that you could run something maybe a little bit different. But that's not really the reality. He's too good to be a sixth man. So I think more than likely they're just going to have to take – one of two things will happen. They'll either – management will pressure him because I know they love Alperen. I mean, they love Jalen. So management will pressure him being Ime Udoka, to make it work with those two, and they'll sign him to not a max extension, but he'll get near max. Jalen Green, you think he'll get max? I don't think he gets max, but I think he's over 30.
Yeah, I just don't know if it's here. It'll be fun.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's such a tough decision.
See, what if you have Dylan Brooks on a 4-year deal and you give Jalen Green and Alperen, you both put them, Alperen will be a max. I don't know about Jalen, but even if he's, you know, in the low 30 range, you're now really tying up your cap a little bit.
The basis of our Alperen and Jalen, yeah, the basis of a championship
organization? Because you still have Amen on a rookie deal. You still have Cam Whitmore on rookie deals. Fred VanVleet's contract goes away after 2 years if you wanted to. So, yeah, you could look at it. Yeah, you could absolutely do those two. That's the question. Right. Is this the core? Are these the top two guys? And I think people want it to be. I think Rocket fans want it to be. I just don't know if that's Ime's kind of guy. But maybe he's becoming Ime's kind
of
guy.
I see a lot of basketball people like, what in the world are you people in Houston thinking? Look at Jalen Green. Look how great he is. Look at these numbers. Player of the week. All of these numbers. Look at how athleticism. All of these things. He has played much better of late. But this is the same Jalen that earlier this season we were going, man, what the... he's so Jekyll and Hyde. Is he going to be a great NBA player? He has all of the skills, but it's just the inconsistency that it's just maddening. If this was Jalen all the time, you go, yes, absolutely. His post All-Star game has been fantastic. His entire career, this is the third year, he's been great after the All-Star game.
Right.
What's the deal? What's the deal before this? I don't know. Maybe the baby now changes everything, though. Maybe the baby changes everything. You don't know about that.
He must have had a baby.
Your life could change, too, Del, if you just had a baby.
It would, negatively.
He must have had a baby last year, too, and the year before, because he always does this.
You don't know how many babies
he
has.
What are we going to need? So you're worried about Cam Whitmore, right?
I'm saying.
His body language and all that stuff?
I'm not worried about him, no. I think Cam's going to be a good
player.
Do
you think he has good body language sometime or bad?
No, bad.
Do you think he needs a baby with maybe Drea De Mateo instead of Drea Michelle?
Drea Mateo.
Remember she was, what's her name, from Sopranos?
I think she's beyond the age of having a baby.
No, she was Christopher's wife.
They
let her die.
Her name's Drea, too?
Drea De Mateo. Yeah. She just recently, her house was in foreclosure, and guess how she got it out?
Fire?
OnlyFans.
Oh.
She got it out in 2 days.
Drea?
She was unable to pay her mortgage. And she went on OnlyFans. She's 52. She's not of baby having age anymore.
Well, she does. Yeah, you don't know.
I was just trying to stick with the Drea.
Oh, is she the one with the one leg?
No.
No.
Drea De Mateo, Christopher's girl, Italian.
She went on OnlyFans?
Yeah.
And saved her house.
Saved her house.
She saved the house.
Look at OnlyFans saved the house.
OnlyFans is saving people's lives and also creating addictions where men are draining their bank accounts, ruining families. That's a separate
thing. She said all old ladies should go on OnlyFans.
I don't want Cam Whitmore to... What's her name? Who's the really good... She's probably... Mary, she was on Martin, and now she's a really good director.
You want who? Pam? Or an actress? Or Gina? Which one do you want?
Gina.
I don't think she's a baby having age anymore either.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You're going to have to pick someone younger.
Well, I mean, I got
Gina from the 90s, you want?
Well, I'm just trying to think of somebody older that Cam Whitmore could have a baby with. As long as it's love. I don't want him
Right.
It needs to be based on.
Is that what Jalen's based on? That's based on love?
Yeah, Campbell's 55.
Hold on. Why would Jalen not? Have you seen Drea
Michelle?
Michelle?
Yeah.
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 I could see where you could fall in love with her.
Oh, yeah, you fall in love with that.
Yeah.
Well,
and
that stuff.
And you don't think she wants to relive
don't,
her?
Don't say that stuff.
She wants to relive her
what?
Youth, maybe with through Jalen.
You think this that's? You think that was the mission to relive her youth?
This is called a May December. This is a May December.
December.
Think, yeah,
she's more October, November.
Yeah, maybe,
no, yeah. May December was. Was that's the name of that movie? Did you see that one?
No.
May December. You need to see that one. Julianne Moore.
Yeah.
It's that's creepy because she got with the kid when he was like in third. He was 13.
I did see Zone of Interest. It's weird.
Okay, so I saw the dog. The dog was fine, but y'all don't think he
that's
his
an
tongue. That's not a real tongue.
That
whatever
was
he's.
That
are you
was
talking about
tongue.
The dog?
His eyes?
That was his tongue.
But I. No, there's no way. They probably had some tricks. There's no way the dog actually
did you see
did
his
that.
Eyes?
Yeah.
He was like...
kind of glazed over?
No, yeah, like...
They probably gave him a shot of something.
Oh, God. You think they would do that to a dog?
That was
so,
a, by the way...
You're disparaging the dog's acting skills right here.
No, it was
when
good,
you don't
but,
know, and you're saying he drugged up.
I was
saying
expecting...
He's the
I'm
Sammy
like,
Sosa of dogs.
Then he jumps up, and then at the end of the movie, he jumps up on the couch with her, and I'm like, something crazy is about to happen
no,
here.
No, John's
gonna, he's going to...
Oh, you're telling
he's
me
gonna
the
bring,
movie.
He's going to bring in a blunt instrument with blood all over it, oh. And then I'm like, oh, no, he didn't do anything. Is this the only thing where they well, give him some the, salt water?
Right.
That's it? Well, that's
what was
the
it? The presenter goes, yeah, I saw you in that movie, and I still don't know if you did it.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't yeah. know if she did it either.
No
I
one knows.
No, I think she did.
We'll see, but you don't know.
I think she did. The kid. I think the kid also lied.
I think the kid did it.
I think the kid. No, the kid didn't hit him in the head with a blunt. That kid was blind, or had he was visually impaired.
Right.
By the way, that was a pretty good movie.
It was okay.
Anatomy
was
a of movie. A Fall.
Yeah, yeah, Anatomy of a Fall. John Daspit's pretty good too.
John Daspit's really good. John Daspit is actually excellent at what he does. There's a lot of people. I heard this like man. I heard this lawyer. This advertisement, it was on actually The Box, and John is doing some advertising over there and with Young Jazz, and she does great spots for him and really tells you about what's going on. Like she was talking about being, she drove by a wreck and she rolled down her window. Do you know John Daspit? That's my boy. And she's yelling and but that is the thing though. You gotta have people on your side who know what they're doing. These guys who are true ambulance chasers who want nothing more than to get their cut from your check and that's all they're doing. They're trying to get something. They work in many times in conjunction with insurance agencies. That is a bad deal for you. You're getting gamed. And I don't want to see that happen to you. I don't want to see you get gamed by somebody who is working the system against you. John Daspit is on your side. He's not on the insurance agency side. He's trying to fight for you. He's trying to fight to recover all of your money that you spend for hospital bills, or if you can't do it, John can end up taking care of it in many cases because you can't work, you don't have a job because, or you can't get to your job because you're injured. These are all things that John Daspit takes into account. Your physical therapy, your surgeries, this all has to be paid for. Your pain and suffering, what is it worth to you? I can promise you it's worth more to you suffering through it than the insurance company who's trying to just, you know, squeeze you on it. And John Daspit will not let them squeeze. He will bully those guys. If they want to bully you, he bullies back, and he has an incredible winning percentage. Check him out for yourself at DaspitLaw.com or call 713-CALL-NOW. If you're ever injured in a wreck or offshore accident or just at the workplace, it's 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. I'm just looking at the Valspar. Who you got this week?
I'm going to go with Scottie Scheffler.
Scottie Scheffler's not playing this week. But,
ooh,
okay.
I'm going to go with Ian McCullen.
There is no.
Ian Poulter.
Ian Poulter's not playing in it. He's probably not alive still. I don't know.
He's dead?
I don't know.
I've got okay, Jordan
no
Spieth.
No one cares.
Rory. Probably, I'm going with Rory.
He's not playing.
Rory's not playing?
No, he's not playing.
Well, then what the hell?
Why are you asking us about a tournament where nobody's playing?
Well...
I'll go with Zach
Xander
Johnson.
Schauffele's playing.
Zach Johnson.
Xander. Zach Johnson is not playing.
The other one.
Dustin?
Yep.
He's in the LIV tour. So this is a silly conversation.
Billy Ray Brown. But here's who's left. Fred Couples?
So the best players in the world are this. Scottie Scheffler, John Rahm, Xander Schauffele, Brooks Koepka, Rory.
Wait.
Wyndham Clark, Victor Hovland, Cam Smith. Four of the top ten.
They're in the LIV.
In the LIV.
Yeah. You That's said a John problem. Rahm.
John Rahm's in the LIV. And Cameron the LIV Smith's now. In the LIV.
Do they exist anymore?
Bryson DeChambeau is in the LIV. And one more.
I got to admit.
And Brooks Koepka.
I got to say, this would be really, like, at some point.
If this happens to one of our leagues.
At some point. Yeah, can you imagine being a player and you're getting all this money and you don't really matter that much right now?
Was this not the NFL and USFL? With but Herschel Walker, yeah, but Jim Kelly.
But these were rookies, right? Well.
No, they took a lot of the players, too.
No, Jim Kelly wasn't.
No, I know. But they Herschel took Walker. A lot of players, too.
I don't remember.
But Herschel
well
Walker
enough.
Going to the USFL instead
well,
of.
We've never seen that. That was the first time that we saw the threat of it. The threat of it. And there was some. And we did have some of it. Steve Young was over there.
Yeah.
You know,
no.
The steamboats or whatever they were. I guess.
Chuck Fucina with the Stars.
Yeah. I guess there was some of it. But this is wild. The money is so good that they're basically paying you to be irrelevant.
Yeah. Nobody's watching. You know, there were still.
Do you have something on your?
No, that's oh, okay. That's Dell.
But
making noise.
Are they relevant at all?
They're not
in
relevant.
The public consciousness. No. You can't
the
see
the ratings are non-existent. The crowds are non-existent.
You're basically just it's just a money play, obviously. Yeah. And I get it, but why would you not want to just play for 2 years, take as much as you can, and get out? Unless you will be punished physically if you try to get out of your contract early.
You will be punished financially.
How?
They're talking about the possibility of letting them back, but we're at a price.
Yeah, I bet their contracts actually matter, unlike college football.
Well, yeah, I don't know. And you know what? LIV ain't backing down. They're like, we don't care. We ain't got no TV deal. We ain't got people coming to the deal. We don't care. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep doing it. Now, some places like Oklahoma, it was packed there. In Australia, they were like, it was crazy. They got to go to, you know, foreign lands like Australia and Oklahoma to get people to go.
Foreign lands.
Yeah. Otherwise, they're not doing that. And people aren't, there's no interest. The television is just no interest whatsoever. 713-780-3776 is the number. You'd like to get in here with us. Listen. The biggest story yesterday was that Jalen Green won the Player of the Week in the Western Conference. We do have college. Is there anything? Longwood. I mean, it's hard to get up for that. Obviously, this Trev Alberts thing is really kind of funny that Nebraska and A&M, they're playing, you know, the winner of the Cougs and Longwood play A&M or Nebraska. But this Trev Alberts thing, how he screwed Nebraska, went over to A&M. The men's tournament has the two teams playing, Nebraska and A&M. The women's tournament has the two teams playing, the Nebraska and A&M. That is, both of them are going, well, we like this.
Yeah.
We want to get something stirred up here. And where, actually, you'll probably get some eyes because
where did Bjork go again?
Bjork went to Ohio State? No. Where did Bjork go? He went to, I forget where.
Ohio State.
Ohio State, yeah.
He's the athletic director in waiting?
Oh,
he's got to be just the real, yeah, he did go to.
He did went to Ohio State, yeah. Well,
effective July 1st, that's what it is.
Oh, okay. Anyway. This is a. Is there anything for us? I mean, our Cougs are a one seed. Is there anything?
So I looked at the odds yesterday. Have you seen true odds? I've got true odds.
Last I saw, the Cougs were 6-1. What are they now?
I'll pull it up right now. But I took a look at this, and you know, there still is. I'm just really worried about the Cougars' issues that they have. Are are just not going to go away.
Here's the only thing, and I talked to LJ Cryer. I mean, I had, you know, and I asked him about how well he's shooting, and he says, I feel great. Here's a guy that's going through it, too. This guy won a national championship. He wasn't as big a part of the Baylor national championship as, you know, he is now, but he's been through this. He knows the pressure of being and what you have to do to be a national champion, and he is shooting pretty damn well. This is the guy that I can actually bring you out of the doldrums. However, the only thing is, well, you know, Sharp can shoot too. But you know, Sharp is a lot more up and down than LJ Cryer is. They know it's going to go to LJ. They know Shedd is looking for LJ. They know that. He has got to find. I love. He pulled a move a couple of games ago where he went inside Cryer. Went inside and then jumped back out where his defender overran it and then and took a three, caught and shot and hit it. He has got to – LJ Cryer is the guy that they haven't had that can actually fill it up when they have to have a basket.
Yeah. They don't really have that guy. Like, I'm looking at this. You can bet on a one seed to win. It's even money. UConn, Houston, Purdue, North Carolina. The two seed is – plus 282, 100 wins you 282 on Marquette, Iowa State, Tennessee, Arizona, which I think is a pretty good play. The three seed's interesting because it's Illinois, Kentucky, Creighton, and Baylor. But the one that really is intriguing to me is the four seed, but they're only plus 510. Auburn, Duke, Kansas, and Alabama. That's a pretty – Auburn right now? I'm not sure you want to see Auburn. Auburn and Iowa State are two really tough teams.
Yes.
Like really, really tough teams. But the odds to win, they have odds to win your
– Well, what was UConn last year, a four? What was UConn last year?
I can't remember what UConn was. They were higher than that, I think, wasn't it?
They were fantastic.
No. Yeah, you're right. They were not a – They were like a four or five. Yeah, they came out – they were playing their best basketball at the end. So UConn is even money to win their region. Houston is plus 130 with Duke, Marquette, and Kentucky. Obviously, is the next teams up, and then Wisconsin is plus 1400.
I don't believe in Duke. I'll tell you who's scary is Kentucky with Shepherd.
Can Purdue? Would you know this could be the third year in a row that Purdue lose? No, they've lost 3 years in a row to teams ranked 10th or higher.
They lost as a one seed.
A one seed. They lost a two seed. They lost as a 7 to a 10, so they have lost three consecutive years to I think it's 10 or higher. Seeds 10 or higher, they've lost three consecutive years.
Wow.
That's not – maybe it's even higher than a 10, but they are – and now they're the favorite at plus 140.
Good luck if you see Zach Edey, though. And by the way, he gets every foul call, and – that dude is a load, just a load.
To win the turn, yeah, Houston plus 520. So they're a little over 5-1 to win it all. UConn is 3.5-1. Purdue then 7-1. But I just feel like, man, Houston's issues. I love the Cougs, but I just feel like their issues are just not going to go away. Like, how do you get through a whole tournament
and Sharp and Cryer.
You have to start shooting.
Yep.
You don't have a chance unless somebody gets hot.
Yep.
Somebody's got to get hot.
All right, time to talk about Artisan Grange. How you watching the game? You put a dip in between your cheek and gum? You like to have a little dip in when you're having a beer? That's great. That's fine. I guess if you want to be a slob and have it all over your shirt, if you want to have your teeth looking all yellow and this stuff, and the little seeds, the black seeds in between your teeth, and your teeth are all yellow, and that's just gross. And, well, is that attractive to the opposite sex? Not in the least. Nate, I can't. Okay, find me a girl that's, oh, I love it when he dips. That's never been said, never been spoken. But I'll tell you this, it's the Artisan Grange is clean, Canstead and Dew Blend. It's hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. There's no black tobacco and that stuff. You're actually swallowing it instead of spitting it because of the CBD oil. CBD American Shaman says we love that, the healing powers of the CBD so much that we carry them in our stores. You're going to... I'm telling you, you have got to get out. Get out of that dip, that grossness that you got, and start. Go to 975dip.com, 975dip.com. Try it. You'll see. Got all the flavors that you could possibly want. Same flavors as you got with your dip. 975-DIP. Do it cleaner. Do it better. Do it safer. 975-DIP.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.